From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami. It's 11-0 Oregon, standing alone as the final unbeaten team. Of the 134 FBS major college football programs, only one team remains with a perfect record after the 11th game of this season. The 11-0 Oregon Ducks had the weekend off as they prepare to host their longtime rival, Washington Huskies, on Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. on NBC. And with a win, Oregon will advance to play either Ohio State or Indiana in the Big Ten championship game the following weekend. Barring an epic two-game collapse, the Ducks should fly into the 12-team college football playoffs soon. But what happened on Saturday to Indiana and Army? The other two unbeaten teams last week, 10-0 Indiana and 9-0 Army, were taken to the proverbial woodshed in games against Ohio State and Notre Dame, respectively. After Indiana cashed in on their first offensive series to take a 7-0 lead at Columbus, Ohio, the Buckeyes' defense and their special teams rattled the Hoosiers for the remainder of this game. Leading just 14-7 early in the third quarter, Ohio State's Caleb Downs' 79-yard punt return for a touchdown gave the Buckeyes a 21-7 lead. And that lightning-fast score ignited the team and 100,000 people in the home crowd as Ohio State, now 10-1, rolled to a 38-15 win. Then Saturday night at Yankee Stadium in New York City, Army's 9-0 team took the field against a much larger but equally quick Notre Dame team. The Fighting Irish loaded up 8 players near the line of scrimmage on defense for most of the game and were able to shut down Army's top-rated running attack. This was a mismatch from the start of the game as Notre Dame, now 10-1, dominated in a 49-14 victory. On Saturday, the SEC provided some pre-Thanksgiving surprise turkeys. While Georgia and Tennessee played a couple of homecoming cream puffs on Saturday, the rest of the Southeastern Conference provided some very exciting moments. And after the dust cleared, 10-1 Texas remained the only team in the conference with just one loss, that coming at home to Georgia. But coming into the weekend, there was a quintet of 5 SEC teams, Georgia, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Alabama, and Texas A&M, each with 2 losses to trail Texas by just 1 game. After Saturday's action, that quintet of pursuers is now just a duo. In the early game on Saturday, Ole Miss was the first SEC contender to go down in flames. The resurgent Florida Gators, now 6-5, were coming off a big home win against LSU. And then they came out Saturday and chomped the Rebels in Gainesville 24-17 to drop Ole Miss to 8-3. And with that loss, Ole Miss is considered unlikely to be able to make the 12-team playoff field. In 2 other SEC contests played on Saturday evening, even more surprises occurred. Texas A&M fell behind 21-0 at 4-6 Auburn. The Aggies fought back to tie this game at 31-31 and sent it into overtime. And 4 overtimes later, it was Auburn scoring on a terrific 2-point pass completion to seal the victory over the Aggies. And yes, the toilet paper rolls came out in force later that night at Toomer's Corner in Auburn. Meanwhile, Texas A&M slipped to 8-3, but is 5-2 in SEC play, and they can still earn a spot in the SEC championship game by defeating their arch-rival Texas in College Station this coming Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. on ABC. That winner will meet 9-2 Georgia in the SEC's title match. And speaking of surprises, did anyone expect 5-5 Oklahoma to shut down Alabama 24-3? Those Sooners are coached by Brent Venables. You might remember that name. He was the longtime defensive coordinator at Clemson during the Tigers' long championship run several years ago. The OU defense made now former Heisman Trophy hopeful Jalen Milrow look like a high school quarterback in this game. Milrow had 3 interceptions, and he was limited to just 7 yards on 15 carries via the ground as Oklahoma showed LSU how you're supposed to stop a fleet-footed Alabama quarterback. Those 3 points scored by Alabama were their fewest since 2004, yes, 20 years ago. The loss eliminated the Crimson Tide from the SEC's title game, but don't forget, an 8-3 Alabama still might have an outside chance at reaching the 12-team college football playoffs. You don't have to go any further than to ask last year's 13-0 2023 Florida State team about how Alabama's massive TV audience has been known to sway the voting for the college football playoffs. And speaking of the postseason, who wants to go bowling for dollars? Would you believe that there are currently 77 of the 134 FBS teams which now have 6 wins? College football teams with 6 or more wins generally are eligible to be invited to one of the 34 non-playoff bowl games. In other words, 68 teams are going to be needed for that. So after you take away the top 12 teams for the college football playoffs, that leaves 65 teams which are currently eligible to play in one of those remaining games. That leaves just 3 open slots to reach the 80 teams necessary to fill out this year's very bloated bowl slate. But there's good news. There's still time to become bowl eligible. There are 16 teams which have 5 wins heading into this final weekend of college football. If 3 of those teams win this week, the bare minimum of 80 bowl eligible teams will be reached. But if more than 3 of those teams happen to win this week and a surplus of 6 win teams exist, there might be some very disappointed college football fans in a few locations around the country. Now, those 5-win teams that are trying to get in the mix are the rapidly improving 5-6 Kansas Jayhawks, the hurricane-affected 5-5 Appalachian State Mountaineers, and the we've only been to one bowl game in 30 years UL Monroe Warhawks. Yes, for ULM, an exciting 5-1 start this year has stalled, and they have spun into a tragic 5-game nosedive as this team sits at 5-6 with one final attempt remaining. The Warhawks' last regular season game is going to be played in Monroe on Saturday at 11 a.m. on ESPN+, against Sunbelt leader and arch-rival UL Lafayette. Those Ragin' Cajuns are 9-2 this year, and they've already wrapped up a spot in the Sunbelt Conference title game in early December. So good luck to UL Monroe and those 15 other teams, all vying to gain bowl eligibility on Thanksgiving weekend. Time now to review the latest SwampSwamiSports.com Top 25 College Football Rankings for the week ending Saturday, November 23rd, 2024. Our number 25 team this week, from the SEC, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now, they'll be hosting rival 6-5 Auburn Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on ABC. Also from the SEC at number 24, the Ole Miss Rebels. They'll be playing on Friday in the annual Egg Bowl game against Mississippi State, 2:30 p.m. Friday on ABC. Number 23 at 8-3 this week as well from the ACC, it's the Syracuse Orange, who will be hosting 10-1 Miami. Great game, 2:30 Saturday on ESPN. And at number 22, our best 8-3 team on the ledgers from the Big 12 Conference, the Kansas State Wildcats. They'll be hosting 9-2 Iowa State, 6:30 p.m. Saturday on Fox. Now those teams with just 2 losses. At number 21 from Conference USA, it's 8-2 Liberty. At number 20 from the Mountain West, it's 9-2 UNLV. Number 19 out of the American, the Memphis Tigers. Number 18 from the Sun Belt Conference, it's UL Lafayette. At number 17 from the Big 12 Conference this week, it's 9-2 Iowa State. At number 16 from the ACC at 9-2, it's the Clemson Tigers. They'll be playing a great game against rival 8-3 South Carolina. Don't miss that one, Saturday at 11 a.m. on ESPN. Number 15 from the SEC at 9-2, the Tennessee Volunteers. 14 from the Big 12 making a big jump up this week, Arizona State. At number 13 from the American Conference, the Tulane Green Wave. And you can watch them on national television on Thanksgiving night Thursday, 6:30 p.m. against 9-2 Memphis on ESPN. Number 12 from the Big 12 Conference at 9-2, the Brigham Young Cougars. And our top-rated 2-loss team in the country this week at number 11 from the SEC, the Georgia Bulldogs, who will be hosting their rival Georgia Tech on Friday night at 6:30 p.m. on ABC. Now our top 10, all of these teams have 1 loss or none. At number 10, after a big loss last weekend to Notre Dame, it's the Army at 9-1. And at 10-1, number 9 falling down a few notches this week from the Big Ten, the Indiana Hoosiers. At number 8 from the SEC at 10-1, the Texas Longhorns will be visiting rival 8-3 Texas A&M, 6:30 p.m., don't miss it, Saturday night on ABC. Number 7 at 10-1 from the Big Ten Conference is Penn State. Number 6, moving up, Mountain West Conference, Boise State. They're at home on Friday, at 11 a.m. on Fox against 5-6 Oregon State. Now number 5 is Miami of Florida. Number 4 from the ACC also is SMU. They'll be hosting 6-5 California, 2:30 p.m. Saturday. You can watch that game on ESPN2. Moving all the way up to number 3 this week, Notre Dame at 10-1. They'll travel to the West Coast this time to play 6-5 USC on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. on CBS. Our number 2 team this week from the Big Ten Conference, after blowing out Indiana, the Ohio State Buckeyes. They'll have another test this weekend as they're home for 6-5 Michigan, Saturday morning at 11 a.m. on Fox. And our number 1 team again this week, and the only unbeaten team in the land, from the Big Ten Conference at 11-0, the Oregon Ducks. Oregon is hosting 6-5 Washington. You can watch that game Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. on NBC. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'll see you next week.